Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a pitched old school drum and bass DJ intro with modern punch and vintage soul. This is one of those super useful effects ideas in DNB, because the intro is not just there to sound cool. It gives the DJ a clean way to mix in, it builds tension, and it makes the drop feel way bigger when it finally lands. That old jungle and rave energy, those pitched vocals, dusty breaks, and smoky atmospheres. That's the vibe we're chasing here, but we're also going to keep it tight, clean, and controlled so it works in a modern track. We're aiming for something that could lead into a roller, a darker Neuro-style drop, or a jungle-flavored second half. So even though this is a beginner lesson, the result should feel real and usable. Let's set the scene in Ableton first. Start a new live set and set the tempo to around 174 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for this kind of intro, because it keeps the energy sharp and urgent. Now keep your session simple. Make an audio track for your vocal or sample intro, another audio track for your break texture, and set up return tracks for echo and reverb. If you want, you can also add a third audio track later for some noise or atmosphere. A really good beginner move here is to color code everything and rename the tracks clearly. It sounds basic, but it keeps you focused on the arrangement instead of getting lost in the session. For now, loop just 8 bars. We want to hear the idea quickly and keep the workflow tight. Now pick a sample. This could be the vocal phrase, a ragga chant, a spoken word line, a chopped MC bit, or even a classic rave stab. The key is that it should be short, memorable, and easy to repeat. Old-school DNB intros often use a sample that feels like a little hook, something that can be pitched and repeated without getting cluttered. Once you've got your sample in Ableton, double-click the clip and make sure warp is on. If it's a vocal, Complex Pro is often a good choice. If it's rougher and more jungle style, you might prefer tones or texture. Then pitch it up a little. Try somewhere between +3 and +7 semitones. If it starts to sound too chipmunky, back off a bit. Even +2 to +4 can be enough. That pitched up sound is part of the old school magic. It instantly gives you that rave-era lift and makes the phrase feel more excited and more urgent. In a fast genre like DNB, a small pitch shift can go a long way. Now let's shape that sample so it sits properly in the intro. Add EQ 8 after the sample. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the low end. That low end is precious, and we want space for the bass line later. If the sample sounds muddy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame a bit around 2.5 to 5k Hz. After that, add auto filter if you want movement. A low pass filter works really well here. Set the cutoff fairly low at the start, maybe around 500 Hz to 2k Hz, and automate it opening across the intro. Keep the resonance moderate so it sweeps nicely without getting too whistly. This is a classic DNB trick, but we're doing it with some restraint. The intro can start murky and then open up right before the drop. That contrast is what gives it power. If you want a little extra life, add auto pan very lightly. Keep the amount low, maybe 15 to 30%, and use a slow rate like 1/8 or 1/4, just enough to make the sound move a little, not enough to distract from the groove. Now for the soul, we're bringing in a breakbeat texture. This is where the jungle character really comes in. Drop in a chopped amen-style break, a classic break fragment, or even a clean drum loop that you can rough up. Warp it to tempo, and choose the warp mode that fits the source. Complex or beats are usually good starting points. To make it sound more old school, add saturator and give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If needed, turn on soft clip. Then add drum bus for some density and attitude. Keep the drive subtle, maybe around 5 to 20%, and be careful with boom. For the intro, we usually don't want too much low-end weight yet. Then use EQ8 to high pass the break around 100 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the future sub. And here's the important part. Don't make the break too busy too early. Use small slices. Let some hits breathe. The intro should hint at the groove, not reveal the whole thing straight away. That's what makes the drop feel larger when it arrives. Now let's create some space and atmosphere with echo and reverb. Set up a return track with echo. Try a delay time of 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the feedback moderate and darken the delay so it doesn't sound too shiny. A little drive can help make it gritty. On another return track, set up reverb with a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4 seconds. Keep the low end out of the reverb and darken the top a bit so it feels more vintage and less polished. Send your sample into both effects, but don't drown it. We want emotion and depth, not a wash of mud. A really nice trick here is to automate a short echo throw on the last word or the last chopped syllable. Let the reverb bloom, then pull it back before the drop. That gives you that classic old-school space with modern control. Now let's make it punch. Old-school intros can sometimes feel too soft or too washed out, so we need a bit of modern definition. On the break or percussion group, use drum bus to add a little punch and density, or use compressor if the break is uneven. If you use compressor, keep it gentle. A ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1 is plenty, with a medium attack and release. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. If you want a stronger transition, add a simple snare hit or kick and snare fill near the end of the intro. Keep it short and punchy. A snare on the last bar, maybe with a little reverb tail, can be enough to signal that the drop is coming. Now we automate the tension across the 8 bars. Think about the intro in stages. In the first 4 bars, keep the sample filtered and fairly restrained. Let the break stay sparse. Keep the reverb and echo present, but subtle. Then in bars 5 to 8, gradually open the filter, bring the break forward a little more, and increase the delay throws. You can raise the break volume slightly, maybe by 1 to 3 dB in the last couple of bars, and if the reverb feels too wide, pull it back a touch right before the drop so the transition feels tighter. If you're making a 16-bar intro, you can take that same idea further. Bars 1 to 8 stay more atmospheric and DJ-friendly. Bars 9 to 12 add more break movement and vocal repetition. Bars 13 to 16 push the tension with more filter opening, more delay throws, and maybe a second chop or reverse detail. A really good teacher-style tip here is to think in layers of distance. You want one element to feel close, one to feel mid-distance, and one to feel far away. For example, the vocal chop can feel close and present. The break can sit in the middle, and the ambience can hang back. That creates depth without needing a huge number of sounds. Also, use automation like a DJ hand on the fader. Don't just automate filters. Nudge levels too. Bring a phrase forward for one bar, then tuck it back. That tiny push-pull makes the intro feel more human and more mix-ready. Now for the last part, the drop entry. The intro has to serve a purpose. At the end, you want enough space so the first full drums and bass section can hit properly. You could do a clean cutoff, a short reverse reverb swell, a one-beat snare fill, or a final filtered break hit that stops just before the drop. Any of those can work. For a roller, keep the transition smooth and clean. For a darker neural-leaning drop, make it more abrupt and tense. You could even add a metallic hit or a short noise riser, if that suits the track. A strong arrangement example is this. The intro runs 16 bars. The first 8 bars are atmospheric and DJ-friendly. Bars 9 to 12 add more vocal and break movement. Bars 13 to 16 tighten the filter and increase the tension, and then bar 17 lands the full drums and bass. That's simple, effective, and very usable in a real track. Before we wrap up, here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the intro. High pass your samples and breaks so the drop has room. Don't overpitch the sample either, because if it goes too far it can sound silly instead of exciting. And don't make the intro too busy too early. Bass is part of the vibe. If everything is hitting at once, you lose the tension. Also, be careful with reverb. Too much reverb can blur the whole intro and kill the punch of the drop. And always think about mono compatibility. Keep the important low-end stuff centered and simple. If you want a quick practice challenge, try building an 8-bar intro from scratch in just 10 or 20 minutes. Pick one sample. Pitch it up by +3 to +5 semitones, high pass it around 150 Hz, add auto filter and automate the cutoff opening, place a chopped break underneath with a little saturation, send the sample to echo and reverb with darker settings, and finish with a snare fill or echo throw at the end of bar 8. Then listen back and ask yourself, does this feel like a real DJ intro? Is the low end clear? Does the last bar create anticipation? If yes, you're on the right track. If not, simplify it and pull back the effects a little. So to recap, a strong DNB DJ intro is all about tension, space, and identity. Pitching a sample up a few semitones gives you that old-school lift. EQ8, auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator, and drum bus are your core tools here. Keep the low end clean, automate gradually, and make the transition into the drop feel intentional. That's the kind of intro that sounds classic, but still hits with modern weight. In other words, vintage soul with modern punch.